Welcome back to today's Lately Radio Sports page on KNIA KRLS. The Simpson softball team defeated Nebraska Wesleyan 2-0 in a doubleheader Saturday, with both games ending 4-0. Here's an interview with head coach Brent Mathias. And Jack McGonigal here with head coach Brent Mathias of the Simpson softball. And coach, first and foremost, just obviously you played 2 softball games today, but today's a bigger than softball day today, isn't it, huh?
Oh, absolutely. Senior day. We had 7 seniors that just did a fabulous job for our program. They walk out of here with a 3.8 GPA, the seniors. I'm like, is that right? I'm like, okay, a 3.8 GPA. And then the other thing was that's exciting, they've won 116 ball games together.
Wow.
As a group.
Incredible.
So 28.5, that basically what it averages out to. And they've done a super job, and hopefully we have more games to win, more games to play. And
yep.
Next week against Augustana, we'll go after it. And who knows what happens in the conference tournament, but a great group of seniors.
Yeah, and Savannah coming in late in game 2, and the crowd erupted, and she was able to get a productive out, sac fly, RBI. That was pretty cool to see.
Absolutely, and she's one of our team leaders in the dugout. Whatever you ask her to do, she does. She's a cheerleader when she needs a cheer. When she comes into and has a pinch hitting opportunity, she does a great job with that as well. So just a fabulous job by Sav and the rest of the seniors.
And let's dive in first with game 2. I was talking about the defense in game 2 on both sides. It was remarkable.
Yeah, it's fascinating to me because we've talked a little bit about we really think the success of softball comes down to 2 equations, run production plus run prevention. And our run prevention today, our pitchers had shutouts.
Yep.
And no errors on defense.
I know, yeah.
Both games.
Yeah.
So run prevention, boy, that's where it started. And credit to Nebraska Wesleyan. Their pitchers did a good job keeping us off balance. But, you know, we scored enough to win, but the pitching and defense really led us today, both games.
Absolutely, it did. And it's pretty cool seeing Ashlyn. No doubter on that home run, her on senior day, getting that one go over the fence.
Yeah. And what's fun is a lot of people are trying to figure out how to get her out, and it was a first pitch changeup. And she sat back and swung at it. I'm like, here we go. And, man, so it was great to see that and to see her disciplined enough not to swing out of her shoes and let the ball travel to her.
Yeah, absolutely. And kind of talking about as well as senior day as well. I mean, look, there's almost 100 people on the field right now. You guys all gathered at the beginning of the game. And it really does seem like a family atmosphere here, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really is. And credit to the families of the 7 seniors and the rest of our program. But you know, we really believe in that Tibetan term called mudita, and that's the vicarious joy in the success of others. And when someone else is having success, be happy for them. Mm-hmm. Don't be jealous that it was them versus you. And our parents have really encompassed that as well because, you know, you saw beforehand, before a game and between games, pregame, I said to our coach, Coach Ikey, I looked and I go, is it half hour to game time? Because our whole side was completely full.
I know.
And I was like, wow. And then you look behind the bleachers, and there's still a bunch of people tailgating and having fun. So the parents and families have done a great job of embracing these young athletes and really supporting them. No matter who's starting, no matter who the star is, no matter if their daughter's getting 7 innings of action or maybe a pinch hit or just being the best cheerleader they can possibly be, the families do a great job of supporting Simpson softball.
Absolutely. And now you look ahead to Augustana, and what do you know about them?
Yeah, not a lot, to be honest.
Yeah, they're not a conference team.
Because I haven't focused on them yet.
Yeah.
I do know they're a good ball club. They finished 2nd in their league last year. They've been splitting with a bunch of teams this year. But to get in beyond that, I don't know a lot, but I do know that they're going to be a good ball club, and we're going to have to, you know, play really well both games to get 2 wins out of it.
Absolutely. And do you feel as if your team is just kind of gradually getting better game in and game out? I mean, it was a really impressive week offensively last Saturday, and today was a little bit more defensive in pitching, but still getting it done.
Yeah, and it's funny because, you know, that you say that. We always say if one is down, the other needs to take the role. So if run prevention, our pitching and defense, is not shaky, but if it's not having its day, boy, we better score a bunch of runs. And vice versa, if we're not scoring a bunch of runs, then our pitching and defense better take over and take charge. So it's interesting, you know, that we've got run prevention, run production, but I like where we're at. We'll get our offensive figured out. We had a bunch of hits, we just didn't score people like we typically do. And that's something I'll go back and look at, and because I think the sign of any good ball club is how do we get better? And that's something we're going to look at to try to figure out.
Fantastic, Coach. We appreciate the time immensely for you taking. Hope you can enjoy the rest of the senior day activities with their families, and just we're excited to cover the rest of the season with you guys.
Well, I appreciate the ride you've been on with us. They've given us a fun journey, these players. I always say I get the losses, they get the wins, and they have 30 losses, and I have, or excuse me, 30 wins. They have 30 wins, and I've got 5 losses. So it's been a fun year, and we hope we can continue to play some great softball as we head into Augustana and then also the conference tournament.
Absolutely, Coach. We appreciate the time. Thank you again.
Thank you. Roll Storm.
Once again, that was Simpson softball head coach Brent Mathias on today's Lady Radio Sports page on KNIA KRLS, the one to count on for today's local sports radio coverage, KNIA KRLS.